Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the Stylish Study Show. How have you been doing? So I have been doing my uni course. I've been getting along with it really nicely. Definitely a shock to the system to go back to education because if you don't know, I've been out for a year, just been doing Stylish Study full time, and I now do my degree part time. So it's definitely been a bit of a struggle to actually fit into my life. And it's been something that I've had maybe one or two sort of moments of like, how am I going to do this? But I realized that like, I really do want a degree and I do want to carry on learning. And it's something that I absolutely love. Like to me, I'm really into studying now. Now that I know that I can make it really flowy, and now that I know that I can, obviously it comes with its challenges, it comes with its hurdles, but now that I know those tips and tricks to make sure that I'm working smart, not hard, it really feels so flowy. I'm just really into it. If you are wanting to watch my journey, you can actually watch my study with me's, and it's on my YouTube channel, which is just called Ella Harmony. If you go to the Stylish Study Instagram, tap on my little personal @, and then it's in the link in my bio on my personal. But you can watch my study with me's, and I've been just documenting the whole process. If you want to find out more about my degree, then you can go and check that out. But yeah, it's felt really nice to just get back into some more studying. And along the lines of this, I wanted to talk about taking control of your life today and realizing that you are responsible for you and your progress and how things have happened in my life that now I look back and I'm like, I am so glad I took control. So for me, one way that I've been taking control recently is just deciding that, look, I am going to turn 25 at some point. Utterly scary thought, I may add, but I'm going to turn 25 at some point. So that is essentially when my degree is going to finish because I'm doing it part-time. I'm 19 at the time of recording this, so that is quite a big leap. But I'm going to turn 25 at some point and I want this degree. I really want to carry on learning. Learning really, like I said, just really just makes me feel good. I'm never someone that wants to sort of like sit still. I do procrastinate and I do have times where I have low motivation, but I do just genuinely love learning. So I was like, okay, I felt like I couldn't do it. I felt like running a business, doing some bits on the side that I do as well, and kind of running my personal brand in terms of Instagram, YouTube. Obviously, I do a lot of stuff on TikTok, etc., etc. I was like, how am I going to fit this in? But I was like, look, I'm going to take control and I am going to make this happen because I want to and I run the trajectory of my life. And we're going to talk about how that kind of fits into your studying at the moment and how that fits into your life. But I think as soon as you realize this concept, life gets so exciting. It gets a little bit scary as well. But it's honestly like so exciting to me that I can wake up and I can choose whatever I want to do. Obviously, there are some constraints in your life. Like you have to wake up and you have to go to school, and sick form, if you've chosen to go there, you have to wake up and go to sick form. Uni, you have to attend your lectures if you're going to it. But it's really exciting that actually our path that we are on is up to us, and feeling actually quite grateful that we can decide that. We're obviously quite in a very privileged position to be able to access all this education. And I don't want to go on a rant about this, but I do think that sometimes if we can change our mindset about how things are happening, life just gets so much more exciting and we get so much more grateful for it. Like the fact that we can wake up and like choose to do what we want to do and choose to carry on learning, etc. Crazy. Anyway, bit of a tangent there, but I want to talk about how taking control of my life and taking control of my studying actually completely transformed my progress, my life trajectory, how I felt about life, and how just my grades really just, well, I think we know the story, but I'll go over it again. How my grades just totally like flipped upside down, flipped on its head, totally different story. So I was not in control of my life in my GCSEs. I obviously hadn't chosen to go to school at that point. And I think that if you are someone that is doing your GCSEs now, or you are in someone that is in secondary school and you are having to go because it's the law, this can sometimes be a more difficult concept to grasp. But as you get older, it will definitely become more relevant. So please carry on listening, if not for now, but for your future and for your future steps. So I was letting things happen to me at GCSE and I just felt really out of control. And I didn't know what was going on. I showed up to my lessons. I expected to be taught. I didn't really understand sort of like what a specification was. I didn't understand revision techniques. I felt like I was needed to be like spoon-fed everything because I didn't know how to take that control and I didn't know how to actually kind of wake up and know what to do and know how to take that control. And we all know how that went. It basically ended up with me getting these grades that I cried over and it just really wasn't good. And I just had no idea what I was doing because I didn't decide to take control. I was letting things happen to me. I was being passive rather than active. And I wasn't actually making the decision of, okay, today I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do this for me and I'm going to do that for me. I felt like everything was happening to me rather than me having those choices. And this is just a mindset thing. I had the choice to be able to be really involved in my learning, to be really involved with what homework I did, to be really involved with everything that was going on. I didn't have the choice whether I went to school or whether I did my GCSEs or not, but that was such a small part of what I was doing in terms of like thinking about things as a whole, in terms of thinking about my life as a whole. That was such a small part and I was focusing so much on the negatives and what I couldn't control that I couldn't even see what I could control. So I was over here so focused on what I couldn't control that I couldn't even see what I could control. And let's think about, okay, so what are the things I couldn't control? Like I said, couldn't control going to school, couldn't control doing GCSEs. I had to do that, otherwise my parents would get like arrested. And I don't really particularly want that. So what then could I control? I could control whether I did studying. I can control whether I read ahead. I could control how much I revised. I could control how much further reading I did. I could control how many hours I did in terms of studying. I could control whether I had a good relationship with my teachers and actually utilized them to give me the best help. I could control my study techniques and how much I knew and how much I actually invested in myself, time and money into my grades. I could control turning up on time and being a good student, wearing the right uniform. I could control future opportunities, things I volunteered for. Can I just say that that list goes on about things I could control? The point is that the things that I could control in my life were so, like, the list was triple, quadruple, like even so much longer than what I couldn't control. And I was just focused on the things that, like I said, that I couldn't control. And I thought, oh, I'm totally out of control. I'm not in a point in my life where I can do things for myself. I'm just not gonna worry about that because I feel like everything happens to me rather than me taking charge and actually like changing up what I did. And like I said, we all know how that went. That didn't result in a very good results day for me. Because like I said, my mindset was off. I was so focused on what I couldn't control that I never even thought to think about, okay, what can I control? I didn't have that initiative and I didn't take responsibility. And responsibility is going to be a key theme right here because I personally believe, obviously, there are external factors and obviously there are things that we can't control. And I'm not going to sit here and go, you are responsible for every single tiny detail in your life. You are responsible for that bad thing that happened that one day that totally changed your whole life. No, I'm not going to do that because I don't think that that is true. And there are some things that do happen to us that we have no control over. But one thing that I do think we do have control over is taking responsibility for our mindset, how we view things, how much initiative we use, and really where we want to go in life. You hear all these stories all the time of people that came from horrendous backgrounds that really fought their way to be millionaires, to be really successful, or even just to have a happy family and a happy income. You hear people as well that have gone to private school, they've had everything handed to them, and that maybe then they didn't have the best life after that. So I think that we can kind of focus on the glass half full, which I'd love to do today, or we can focus on the glass half empty. And I feel like no matter what you believe about mindset, focusing on that glass half empty will just stop us from achieving our goals and achieving things that we want in life. So once we take that responsibility and we take that control and we're like, yes, I can do this, and it should be a fun, exciting thing. Like I said earlier, it's not meant to be this kind of, you have all this control, like what are you doing, wasting your life? Like, no, I'm not going to be like that, because again, I don't believe in that. But once we start thinking about things so much more positively, we can be like, yes, okay, so I can make this change and it's going to be a change for the better, and I'm going to feel really good about it. And that is how mindset and responsibility and initiative should feel for you. And I want it to feel like that for you, because it felt like that for me. And I know that it's felt like that for a lot of other people as well that have really experienced mind shift changes. And that is why I am so set on talking about mindset and talking about the way that we live in this podcast, because it is so transformative. So I started taking control for my A-levels and I drastically improved my grades. I went from literally missing my target grades from like 4 or 5 grades, and you can check this on my Insta story highlights as well, from missing my grades from like 4 or 5 grades. So they were kind of sort of B's, C's-ish target grades. Missing them by sort of 4 or 5, sometimes not even passing. I can tell you a little story right now. I never, and I mean never, passed a physics test at school. I got U's all the time. I managed to pass on the actual exam, and I have no idea how that happened. I literally have no clue. I didn't pass by much, but I did pass, so I was very grateful for that in my GCSEs. But I literally can only remember getting U's in physics mocks, because I was like, physics happens to me, I have no idea how to do this, I'm just going to block it out, I'm going to not take any responsibility. I showed up to the after school lessons, but did I really actually take responsibility to be like, okay, I can really change this? No, I felt like my path in life was just to constantly get U's. And once we switch that up and we're like, okay, no, I can take responsibility for this and I can actually flip this on my head. And if you need a story to look back on, look at my story, because there are not many people out there that talk about this, that talk about going from getting like such bad grades that they were crying to then getting A stars. And that's what I want to reiterate, that honestly, I know it sounds so cheese, I know it sounds so cringe, but if I can do it, you can do it too. So I really took charge of what I was doing. And how did I do that? Okay, so I did all of those things that I was talking about in my GCSEs. And I knew that also I didn't have to go to sixth form if I didn't want to. I had that opportunity and I had that option of dropping out. And I will be totally honest, I haven't talked about this before, but there were 2 points at sixth form where I was like, that's it, I'm leaving, I'm going to go and do an apprenticeship in something. This isn't for me. Honest truth, I remember the conversations with my teachers and I was like, bye, never coming back again. That obviously didn't happen. But once I started taking responsibility, my whole thing like changed. I knew that I had control of whether I went to sixth form, whether I showed up for the lessons, whether I did the work, whether I wanted to improve my study techniques, whether I wanted to get those better grades, like what that meant for me. But I realized that the only way to get better in a situation is to own it, take responsibility, use initiative, and use that power that you have, that control that you have, to its fullest potential. And I think that once you realize that you have that control and that you ultimately have that power, that is really transformative. And that is really where you're going to see, like, okay, I can make some moves here. Life isn't happening to me. I am doing life, and I will get out of life what I want. And once you have that mindset shift, and once you have that more glass half full rather than glass half empty, where everything, like I said, happens to you, you have no control. Once you realize you have that control and you have that power, everything is going to feel so much more flowy, and it's just going to feel so much better. So that's one thing I really want you to take away today, is that basically you are responsible. You have that power. You can do anything that you want to. You can achieve those things. The only person and the only thing in your way is you and your mindset. Again, the only thing that is in your way is you and your mindset. Obviously, sometimes there are some external factors, but for the majority of times, the majority of situations, it's going to be you and your mindset. And I want you to kind of really think about this week and be like, okay, if I took responsibility for this, if I took control of this, what changes can I make? How can I really just start living a better life? What, like, do I have the power to change? Like I said, you might not have the power to change whether you go to school or not, but that is besides the point, because the list of things that you can't control is so much shorter to the ones that you can control. And feel grateful that you have that power, that you can change those things. There will be a solution to 99.9% of problems. It's up to you to find those solutions. And once you do that and you find this skill, it's going to be with you for life. So I really wanted to talk about that today. If you are really struggling with your revision and not actually knowing what to do, where to go in your future, about UCAS, how to take notes, how to make revision materials, how to be more productive, take some control and join the membership. That's exactly what it's there for. We want to help you guys out, and we want to help you change the trajectory of where you're going. It's just about taking the reins and using that initiative. And for me, one of the things that I did was invest a bit in tutoring. I never had that place to invest in how to revise and how to gain these skills for the future from experts. All in one place, all for a really affordable price a month. And to be able to ask any questions I had. Inside the membership, you can ask me any questions that you have about anything to do with studying, revision, productivity. How much would that change everything to have that reply, to have that point of contact? That is what we want to give you inside the membership. That is open for you to join. If you want to join us, you can just head to studystudy.com/join membership. That is studystudy.com/join membership. Or just send us a DM on Instagram. Just say, hey, I'm thinking about the membership. Hey, I want to know more about the membership. We will get back to you ASAP, and we will give you all those details. So today, please take control of your life. Think about how much different things would be if you took control. If you're someone that is sat there and you're thinking life happens to me, and you're really in that mindset, the shifts that you are going to find are going to be so incredible. And I'm not saying that it's going to be super easy. I'm not saying it's going to happen at the drop of a hat. But it is something for you to work on, and it is something for you to look at my transformation once I took control. Like, seriously, you don't want to go from having these grades that literally make you cry to A stars. I want that. That's something that I wanted. So I took control and I did that. And I am no different to you. Let me tell you, I am no different. And I didn't have the membership to look at either. And that has got so many tips and tricks in there. So again, you're open and free to join us. We would love to see you in there, and take control of your life. You're responsible for you and your progress. This can really just change your success in your academic, your professional, and your personal life really as well. Maybe there are some relationships that you're like are toxic and you're like, this is just happening to me. You can take control of that, and you can change that, and you can change how that feels for you, but you got to take control. And that is something that can come with its challenges, but you sometimes have to weigh up the pros and the cons. Get that power back, girl. Get that power. Step into your power. Step into life feeling super good, super flowy, and like you can do anything you want, because you really can. You really can. So that was all for today, and take away from this what you will. I would love to see you listening to the podcast. So if you are, let me know on Instagram. Just take a screenshot, tag us at stylishstudy_. We would love to hear you listening. Reviews really help us as well. So if you loved this episode, please, please, please leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts. It really does help us get this podcast out to as many students as possible, because we want to help as many people as possible with this podcast. So I really hope you enjoyed. Step into your power this week, and I will catch you next week with a brand new episode of the Style Study Show. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. And for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_ and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.